So when chatting with Lydia, we discussed a little bit about that she started out as an actress working for you, and that a few years later she got you connected to this movement of refugees into Berlin, and I'd love to hear your side of that exchange, if you will.
Yeah. So like she said, we met. I was living in Berlin for a little while years ago, and I made a film, and she ended up starring in a short film called Catch, and then came back to Los Angeles, and then we stayed in touch. Like, we really connected through that film. As a director and actor, but also just as filmmakers, we had very similar passions in that area. And so then we kept in touch, and I came out again to visit her, and I was sort of kind of working through some things of what I wanted to do next, doing a lot of writing, and using this book called The Artist's Way, and kind of working out what I wanted to do next. And in that, I was sort of like, I really wanted to work on a documentary. And at that same time, I met up with Lydia, and she started telling her story about how she's been volunteering to help. At that time, it was just when all the refugees were coming in, and she was bringing them tea, she was helping them with their paperwork, she started recording their stories on her own. Basically, she felt like all the people she met, as soon as she asked them, really wanted to tell their story. They wanted someone to listen, and just having someone listen was really powerful for them. And then also she said that her friends seemed to be really concerned for her, saying that, it can be dangerous, the refugees can be dangerous, and this is this sort of kind of liberal Berlin, this actor-artist trope, still sort of nervous about the refugees, and they didn't really understand who they were as people, and it really resonated with me immediately. I heard her story, and then I was kind of up all night thinking about it. Next day, I spoke with her, and I said, I really want to do something with a purpose and a documentary, and these stories just seem really compelling, and your angle is really compelling. I think the world, through the media, is often just shown either the refugee as dangerous, or as the refugee coming off the boat, the refugee traveling in herds of people, and both of them sort of dehumanize the person. You don't get to see who the person is. You forget that they've come from these cities and from these incredible spaces with these incredible lives, and they're just like us. And you often don't see that through the media. And so we immediately sort of started formulating a plan for me. I was going to go back to Los Angeles, but formulate a plan for me to come back and capture these stories with Lydia.
We talked about one of the ways that you guys show that humanity is wonderfully done in the movie, about getting to show us a meal that they all share, that beautiful time where they're in the apartment and they're eating the chicken meal and all that. Can you talk about filming that scene, but also I was really amazed at the filming of the music sequences, and that being something I didn't expect to see in this type of documentary. I think it's what separates, like you said, from most refugee documentaries that concentrate on the trauma. Can you talk about filming those sequences and maybe that being a unique choice?
And so when you say music sequences, the live performance and the dancing and the
yes, yes,
in the apartment. Okay, yeah, yeah. So the food, it was so each person in the film sort of had their own sort of special characteristic or element or passion. And Budar is a chef. He's a cook, and so he says in the film that he just calls his mom, gets all the recipes, and then recreates them. And then what you see in that apartment, what we found, was that everyone just gets together, everyone finds each other, and they're just so eager to kind of feel like they're home again. And in that apartment, they're all home again, it's the food, it's the music. And we went there for the food, and then that one was, as far as capturing performance, that kind of caught us off guard. We knew that they would have instruments, but they all just started playing music, and it was just so, it was, I get chills thinking about it. We were just so, we were in the moment, capturing the moment, but we were just really, we really felt the moment. It was really beautiful and really natural, and you can see, like, in those spaces, they all kind of forget that they're in this new city for a moment, you know? It was just really wonderful. The food was amazing. I mean, we got to eat the food, too. And just, you know, and Lydia and I can't remember exactly what we were saying, but after it, she was just like, we've heard all their stories. We've heard all these really traumatic stories from all of them, right? We spoke to all of them, and they've been through hell and back again. And but to hear that and then to see them in this environment and how, like, the just, like, humans can just really come alive, like they can kind of overcome anything and still find joy and passion again, and that's what we felt in that space. And then the other music performances, you know, Saya, she's just a really special human being, and her dancing is amazing, and we met her, that was Layla's friend, Layla's also in the film, and so she introduced us to Saya, and we started, you know, learning about her dance moves and her connection to Sufi dancing. So we immediately wanted to, and then we ended up, you know, filming in the winter in the snow, and that she was just so gung-ho. She is such a strong human being. I mean, she was like, this is nothing compared to most of the dance performances I do. She works in these, like, winter dance ensembles in throughout Germany, and she's like, this is easy compared to what they put us through. She was really passionate, really into it, and I'm a cinematographer, so I found the space. When I lived in Berlin, I would go to that park all the time. It's one of my favorite parks. I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head. It's up in Wedding, and I've always wanted to film there, and so I had this idea to bring her there and have her perform, and just everything came together. The snow was kind of gently falling. The light was bouncing through the trees. And as a cinematographer, it was a dream come true. And she was amazing. And it was a really special experience. And to hear her describe the way she moves and to kind of explain the Sufi dancing as she does it was really amazing for us. And I think it brings a lot to the film. And then... the music with Abdallah, who he's the singer of the band in the film. And so we did, you know, of course, then, like, we, you know, we found Abdallah, and everyone in the film is sort of connected in some way. They all know somebody through somebody, and you find that, like, the younger Syrian community in Berlin, everyone sort of knows somebody, you know, like, you meet somebody, and they're like, oh, yeah, I know him through him, you know, and a lot of them actually physically met for the first time in the film. You can see, like, at the performance at the concert, there's a few different, Layla and a couple other people of the film, they meet for the first time, but they've kind of known of each other for a long time, so it was really important for us to capture their music and their performance in this amazing space. So beautiful, and they played there before, and I saw images, and I was just like, we have to capture this concert. It's so special. It's so important to the Syrian community. It's so important to the Berlin community to be introduced to this culture in such a beautiful way. That's what Abdallah is all about. That's what his music is all about, to bring the Syrian culture and show the beauty of it to this new culture, to this new space. And so we wanted to capture that, and then we also got the chance to catch them in a rehearsal and meet all of them. And just, you can see it in the film, like, their energy in the rehearsal and their spirit and their talent is all there. And it was a really, really beautiful experience.
Well, as an audience person watching the film, I loved every element of it. It really pulled me into their story and moved me past just another refugee tale. I think I loved it. It was really beautiful to see that. And I'd love to, you brought up that you're the cinematographer. I saw that it looked like you, I guess, were shooting on the Aria, and I'd love to know technically, like, how much footage did you guys capture, and what actually were you shooting on it? It must have been, especially for the apartment sequences, you must have had a pretty, I don't know if it was a small rig, but at least something that was where you could move, because tight spaces, and I just love to know what you shot on exactly.
Yeah, so I actually shot on the Sony FF7.
Oh, wow, okay.
I had a Sony FF7, and sort of we did this all out of pocket, so I said, you know, Lydia, I'm just going to, we'll hire an audio person, and then I can shoot everything. So I had a Sony FF7, but I also had a Sony A7S with a gimbal, the Ronin, I can't remember the one I used at that time. So that was a really small rig, and for like some of the follow shots and through the forest shots, those movement shots, I used the A7S, and then for some of the cutaways, you know, if I did multi-cam, I would just kind of set up the A7S at one section, and then I would shoot with a long lens on the FS7. Most of the apartment stuff was on the Sony FS7. I wish I shot on the Aria, because we ended up getting Aria Berlin to do our color correction, which was incredible.
Okay.
I mean, we had sort of nothing. We just reached out, and I put together a trailer, and we reached out, and they said, yeah, we love the message, and we'll support the film. I mean, they're this huge company. They do, like, every big film, you know, in Europe. It's like the color correctionists are these incredibly talented that I would never get to work with, really, in a film like this. And they did it for free.
Aria
Berlin came in, and they did all the color. So that made a huge difference. They did such a beautiful job. So we shot, I think, it was pretty quick. I was there for about 2 weeks to actually film the footage. For the concert scene, I couldn't get out there, so... I can't remember the name. It's Lydia's friend who does camera, so we rented a camera for him, plus another guy, Lucas, who shoots films the band often, and so they did two cameras, and then I just did really specific notes about what I was looking for, and then they captured it, and they did such a beautiful job. We were really lucky to have them help us with that, and then everything else was captured by me when I came out. So it was quick, but we just planned it really well, and I really pushed to film in winter. I thought it was a really important part of the film. You can sort of see in the film that we're in Berlin, right? We're in the city, but it feels we're constantly in nature. We're in these parks and surrounded by trees, and to me, there's like that's the side of Berlin that I'm really connected to, and I also feel like people in Berlin get really connected. The park system is amazing, and so and a winter Berlin is just sort of magical, and also like it kind of shows, it's like a quick contrast to where they came from, right? The city of, like, you know, Anis, the artist, he's from Homs, the city of the sun, and he's now in this, you know, cold, snowy place. And so you see the sort of contrast to their lives immediately, and then in the nature and in the snow.
Well, I love that you open with that, the sequence with the birds in the very beginning. Wonderful footage. I'd love to ask then about the ending of the film and the choice of the direct shot on each of the subjects and that kind of intimate last final moment kind of with them. Whose idea was that to shoot it that way? And I was really kind of amazed that, you know, it was just this... We were staring directly at each one of these people. I love that ending. Can you talk about getting that sequence?
Yeah. I think that visual was in my head pretty early on. I think like kind of always knew that was sort of going to be the ending. From what I remember, it's been a bit since we've made this, so I don't remember exactly. But I really wanted to kind of finish with just facing each person directly, because there's a lot, you know, we go through every story and you see everyone, and it's so intermixed between the stories that at the end it's nice to just come back and be right there. And they just, like, especially after filming it and seeing them and looking at each person's eyes, it's that whole thing, it's like, this is who I am. You know, this is me, I'm you, I'm just like you, and everyone knows that. Like, I'm not preaching to everyone, like, oh, you should know that they're just like you, but what this film to me is, it's a reminder. It was a reminder to me when I spoke to Lydia for the first time and she was telling me about all the different people in Syria. I was thinking sort of how I sort of viewed refugees and over the years overseas through the media, and like my views have been altered. You know, I forget the humanity of these people, and so that was the whole point of the film. And I think finishing the film like that is like that one last reminder: this is who I am. I'm just like you.
Mm, very nice. Lydia talked about, because you guys did say, or you just said that, you know, you filmed this a while back. She shared with us that she's working on a fiction project. I'm curious what you're working on, and if you can share anything that we can hopefully keep in touch with you. It doesn't have to be documentary related, obviously, just whatever you're working on.
Yeah, I'm currently, we're not putting... when are you coming out with this?
Pretty soon, like next.
Okay.
Yeah, in time with y'all's early September release.
Yes, actually, on September 3rd, there should be a series of performances that I shot for the Broad, Museum in Los Angeles here. So since they're not able to open and they do performances, they hired me to kind of shoot and direct these artists in the space, and it's an incredible architectural space, and these amazing collection of artists that they put together. And there's going to be three films with about four or five artists in each film, and the first one is September 3rd, and then every week thereafter. I don't have a direct link yet because we haven't put Ranvik on the first is when we're going to put out the word. But so I've been working on that during this downtime basically, but it's been really wonderful, and it's kind of like falls in with what I was doing with this, right? It's sort of documenting these artists, and there's dancing and there's music and there's poetry, so it actually feels very similar to this film. So I'm capturing people speaking to the camera, and then capturing these performances, and then capturing these amazing dancers in this incredible space. That's what I'm working on currently.
Very cool. And a cool museum shooting. That must have been really beautiful to do that. One last question I didn't get to ask Lydia. I'm not sure if this is connected with y'all, but it can do films. Is that connected to either one of you guys? And do you know the meaning behind it? I thought it was kind of an interesting title.
Yeah, so I don't know their meaning exactly. But the funny thing is when I started here in Los Angeles in the film industry, my first production assistant job was on a something like a CBS promo or something along those lines, working for Can Do Films. My sister was coordinating. She got me on, and she would work with them early on. So they were the first production company when I started this industry. I had moved on to other things and hadn't seen them in years and years and years. And during this pandemic, we were like, okay, it's time to get this film distributed. And I had this idea. I talked to my sister and said, hey, I haven't talked to them in years. Like, they put out some amazing films. The film 13th?
Yes. Yeah, DuVernay's
movie. Yeah. So they produced that film and released it. So they've done some really amazing films. In the past, they did more commercial work, and then they've attached themselves to all these films. And I reached out to them, and Howard Barish at Can Do Films, he said, I'd love to support you. Before he even saw the film, he said, I'd love to support you. Let's check it out. He looked at the film. He loved it. He said, here's what we can do. I can get this out to the world. I can help you. And did. It's been amazing. And this, we wouldn't be releasing this film like this if it wasn't for them. So it was really cool. And so now they've become our distributors and part of the process.
So glad I asked. That's such a cool story. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Jeremy, it's been a real pleasure. I was blown away by the movie. It wasn't anything I anticipated, which was really nice and refreshing. And thank you guys for capturing these wonderful people and showing, like you guys have both said, you and Lydia, the humanity of what, you know, refugees has gotten this negative connotation. So thank you guys for making this movie. It's a real pleasure to chat with you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure chatting with you as well.